Dis 11:53, jy's ingeskakel hier by KC at Work saam met my Michelle. En in die ateljee nou saam met my het ek die Minister of Agriculture, Economic Development and Tourism, Ivan Meyer. Good morning, how are you doing?
Good morning and good morning, Michelle, to all the listeners.
We're going to start off, Minister. What are your ministerial priorities for your term of office?
Well, people will know that last year was an election, and immediately after the election of last year, we had a cabinet bosberaad where each minister had to table his or her ministerial priorities. And since I'm now responsible for two departments, both agriculture and economic development and tourism, I had to combine these two departments, and therefore now my four ministerial priorities are agricultural support. I know we're in an agricultural region here. Secondly, business support, because agriculture is also a business. And we want people to be in agriculture to be financially sustainable and a successful business. So business development and business support for me is very important. And thirdly, food security, because our research has indicated in some areas of the Western Cape, food insecurity is still a problem, and that's why I am focusing also on food security. And thirdly, very important, given what is happening internationally and globally, particularly in terms of the war and in terms of the trade tariffs, market access for me is critically important, because the Western Cape is responsible for 55% of South Africa's primary agricultural exports. So looking for new markets is fundamentally important, but also retain your current markets and optimize the market. So I'm looking for new opportunities to export from the Western Cape for our farmers, but also for our business people. And in fact, recently we were in the Cape Winelands, in Rawsonville, where we had an export an advancement program. So for those people who are interested in increasing their exports, we know that a lot of people here from the Paarl and Drakenstein and even Wellington areas that are exporting. So those are my priorities. I'm looking for new markets to export our products from the Western Cape. But in addition, my number one priority is to grow the economy and create jobs. And for that reason, I'm here also looking at how can we grow the Western Cape economy, because unemployment is rife in South Africa.
The Minister, an underperforming economy remains a key challenge for South Africa. How is the Western Cape responding?
Well, from my university days, we were taught there are three ways to grow the economy. One is called fiscal policy. Secondly, it is called a monetary policy. And thirdly, it is what we call structural reform of the economy. And for that reason, we believe in the privatization. We believe in entrepreneurship. We believe we need to devolve the powers to the provinces and to even to local municipalities. So that is what we believe fundamentally. This is an export region. One of the ways to grow the economy is to have an efficient and effective harbor in the port of Cape Town. And for that particular reason, if we increase our exports, we need a much more better, effective port management. I'm particularly happy what is currently happening, because I'm in touch with the industry. And they told me last year that the season was an excellent season for export. But what we actually need in South Africa, from the port of Durban, PE and Cape Town, we need the private sector to take over these ports and run the ports. It is not the job of the government. The government must create the environment, but it's not the job of the government to create effective port management. We must make sure that the private sector is given an opportunity to run the ports, because my job is to triple exports, and if we want to triple exports, the harbor must work more effectively. In fact, in the harbor of Zanzibar, DP World, it was privatized, and 6 months later, you saw massive improvement in the port of Zanzibar. The same can happen here. In fact, the World Bank has also recommended that we look at the port in Thailand, at the port of Bangkok. Efficiency. So if you ask me a question about the underperforming economy, it's largely because of structural reform issues. For example, if you want to grow the economy, you must make sure that you have enough water security. And therefore, the Western Cape have developed a 15-year water plan. Every single municipality across the Western Cape has now an effective water resilience plan. But also, You cannot run an economy unless you have effective energy security. So the Premier of the Western Cape is now chairing a water and energy council. Currently we are using 4,000 megawatts from Eskom. Our plan is to produce 5,700 megawatts. 2,000 megawatts green energy is already in procurement. So if you ask me what is the reasons for the underperforming economy, it was lastly because of the situation that we had with COVID, the situation that we had also structurally with the economy, but also in terms of energy. Because during the load shedding, the business community told us that they lost 1 billion rand in revenue per day due to load shedding. Now we know why load shedding is happening. It is the inefficiency of Eskom. And putting a 40% increase on the tariffs is just simply unaffordable. But I'm happy that there is now a government of national unity and they have three priorities. Number one is to create inclusive economic growth, reduce poverty and building a capable state. And I am already seeing in the space of public works and infrastructure, in the Department of Home Affairs, the Department of Agriculture, Department of Trade and Industry, I see a lot of progress already happening in the space. I'm very positive and hopeful that we can beat many of these challenges that are happening in the country. In the Western Cape, we have the lowest unemployment figures, below 20%, but that's not enough. If you look at some countries in Europe, 3, 4, 5%. That should be the target, not 20%, 30%, and 35%. So we will do everything possible to create economic opportunities for people, because that's the way that you beat crime. That's the way that you provide a sustainable life for people.
Minister, today you are visiting Drakenstein with a focus on tourism. Why tourism?
Well, we know that tourism is very important. I have just come back from Europe and we have seen that the biggest growth in tourism numbers to the Western Cape come from the United States. The second biggest tourist percentage growth comes from the Netherlands. And so we know every year 400,000 people are coming from the United Kingdom into the Western Cape, and 8 tourists create 1 new job. And that's why we are fanatic about growing the economy and create more jobs. And one of my targets is to increase tourism by tripling the tourism numbers here in the Western Cape. And tourism is very important. In fact, 2 days ago in this week, I attended a future hospitality summit here in Cape Town. There were about 100 investors. They're building hotels. They're building airports. They are interested in growing the economy in the Western Cape. Well, also earlier this month, we had the Africa Food Show on the back of the Gulf Food, the biggest Africa Food Show. So tourism is for us critically important. And I'm now here in the Cape Winelands. The Cape Winelands is the mega for tourism because people are now wanting to move outside Cape Town. In fact, Cape Town, for the next 6 months, cannot accommodate any more tourists. So here, Drakenstein, the Cape Winelands, this should be the place where we welcome more tourism, but also tourism, local tourism, wine tourism, sports tourism, cycling tourism is very big here. But now, this weekend, I will also attend the Christmas in winter in Tilbach, because I want more tourists to enjoy cold weather. In the past, maybe 10, 15 years ago, when it was cold, the culture was stay indoors. Well, I came from Europe. When it rains, people go out. People enjoy the snow. We know that there's going to be snow soon here in the mountains, here in the Cape Winelands, in Ceres and Tilbach, these areas. We must promote tourism in the low season. And I want local people to enjoy tourism. Tourism, many people, if you speak to young people, they've never been beyond the tunnel. I think that is something that we need to fix. Local tourism, local is lekker, as they say. And we also have a tourism growth fund, which we make available to people here that wants to grow their tourism businesses. We provide, for example, financial support so that we can attract more businesses. And we know Drakenstein, Cape Winelands is a big tourism area, because on wine farms you get 3 things. You get accommodation, you get wine tasting, and you can also buy wine, and there's also a restaurant. So lovely to have tourism promotion in winter, and I've also recently launched a hashtag for the love of tourism, and I know Cape Winelands also launched a hashtag, it is safe in the Cape Winelands.
Minister, what kind of support do we provide to tourism?
Well, there's, as I said, the Tourism Growth Fund. We support tourism. We also have a tourism safety platform. We want people to have a safe arrival, safe departure. And so our financial support for the Tourism Growth Fund, in fact, next month I will host a year in Gaudini, a municipal economic and tourism summit where we will provide support for the tourism sector and look at ways to promote local tourism and local economic development. And for me, very important that we also support the tourism agencies, the local tourism agencies, but also the accreditation of local tourism. So there's quite a number of initiatives that we are having, and people are also very welcome to visit our Growth for Job Tourism Fund from the Western Cape government. They can also contact Lindy Kemboris at 021-483-6527 if they want to know more about support for the tourism sector, because we have two types of category support for tourism. We have what we call a category one, tourism infrastructure support, and category two, which is tourism product development. When you're in tourism, you need to develop a product, but you also need infrastructure. So both the category one and category two make provision for infrastructure support for tourism and then for product development. And the contact details are all on the website of the Western Cape government.
Our last question for the day, Minister, how do we access the support?
Well, the support can be accessed. It's also online application. People can go to the Lindy Kemboris. You can contact her at 021-483-6527. And also she's available at G4J Tourism Fund at westerncape.gov.za. The application processes are online. We do not take any documentation because we live in the fourth industrial revolution, and we ask people to visit the website of the Western Cape government, and if they need any support, they're most welcome to contact Lindy at this number and at the website that I have indicated.
This was Ivan Meyer, Minister of Agriculture, Economic Development and Tourism. Thanks again for your time, and you must have an awesome weekend.
Thank you, and this is a groot plezier.
Thank you. Jy sê in 'n ry, ons is 'n bietjie verby ons tyd, so Avril Esterhuizen, staan reg.